This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
What about Juju Smith-Schuster? Is this where he can fix this a little bit? Because Juju Smith-Schuster is trending toward playing on Sunday. It looks like it'll be his first game in multiple weeks. And you take a look at what he has done. We all know the last game really was the Saints. And that was the massive 7 for 130. And then the next week, I think he was out like in the first quarter and then with a hamstring injury or something like that. Against the Falcons, he only had two catches. Against the Ravens, he had no catches. That was right when he first signed back with the team or whatever. So as far as what is he, does he help the middle of the field? I think so. I just think about the pecking order of production in this offense. Okay, Kelsey's number one receiving option. Hopkins is number two receiving option. Now, all of a sudden, I'm arguing if Juju's the third or fourth versus a month and a half ago, Juju was like
one or two, I guess.
But yeah, like that's why I think it's big. All of a sudden, like this is why depth is important. Juju, with where he is in his career, the questions about health, but also know he's capable of being a trusted option for Mahomes. All of a sudden, he's my three or four. I love that. I'm going to ask him to be my one. He doesn't need to go out there and have 7 for $1.30. Can he have three or four catches that move the chains, that are able to bring some attention away, or take some attention away, I should say, from Hopkins or Kelsey?
So Travis Kelsey, this is, okay, so from a production standpoint, I would just tell you, he ain't going to have 7 for $1.30 ever again. Okay. I don't know what happened in that game. I don't understand what took place there. But he's not going 7 for 1. He was immediately out after that, by the way. They were like, whew, them legs are tired. 7 for $1.30? Juju, take some time off. We get it. Body's probably aching a little bit. Depth is the point you're making there, and that's where I think it's valuable. Travis Kelsey, over the last 4 weeks, has, and I am not kidding, like 20 first down receptions. Like, it's crazy.
Him and Hopkins combined for a ton of these.
It's crazy how many first down catches Travis Kelsey has over the last 3 weeks. It leads the league. It's a trillion of them. And you're like, at some point, opposing defenses are going to focus in on the idea that the only man they're throwing to on third down is Travis Kelsey. And they're going to say anyone but him on third. Just as a quick point on their offense, Kansas City is actually one of the bottom 10 most efficient offenses in the NFL on first and second down. They're wretched. They're actually pretty bad on those downs. They are the most efficient offense on third down by a mile. It's not close. That Washington, who's second in the league, is closer to the, I think it's eighth place team than they are to first. So, like, there's a pretty sizable gap on third down efficiency in the NFL. Chiefs by a mile, only throwing to Travis Kelsey. At some point, the league will come around on that. Juju Smith-Schuster offers you another person to throw to in this scenario. I don't think he'll ever have another 50-yard game. I don't think wide receiver.
I actually think that might happen on Sunday. I think that's definitely in play for Juju Smith-Schuster. When he's healthy, he is still effective enough in route running to be able to get open to the extent that he can have a 50-yard receiving day. I think that's underselling him a little bit.
I just think he's an upgrade. When you look at the depth before, this is how they've done it all season. It's funny enough that we're talking about DeAndre Hopkins and Juju Smith-Schuster, two players who were not on this roster at the beginning of the year. Well, I guess Juju got here halfway through training camp, but at that time, nobody was really counting on him to do anything. Two players had no intention of mattering for this offense. He's an upgrade. If you say, hey, is Juju better than McColl on his best day? Is he better than Justin Watson on his best day? Is he better than Justin Ross on his best day. Yes, to all three of those by varying margins. He just makes them better as a unit, which gives Patrick Mahomes more people to throw to. So, yes, it's an upgrade. But I don't think he's like the very brief time when he had to be the savior of this offense, I don't think he's anywhere close to that. Nor does he need to be, thanks to DeAndre Hopkins. I think he adds, I don't know, 5% to
this offense. I think Kelsey kind of can clear out the middle of the field, though, a little bit for Juju. I mean, you were asking, like, what happened to the Saints game? Well, the Saints were terrible defense, but and he was wide open throughout. But I think there's something said, if you're focusing your attention on Kelsey, that should open up the middle. And then I have D-Hop on the outside, too, where I would line up DeAndre Hopkins in the slot and work the middle of the field that way. I think there's a lot of areas where the Chiefs will be able to have some success passing against the Bills. I mean, the middle of their field in particular has been a weakness. So I think there's opportunities there for Kansas City to go out there and have success in the passing game, as long as, you know, you're able to run the ball. I mean, if all of a sudden you're not able to run the ball, then you're forced to drop back 42 times again. Yeah, then I'm worried about Von Miller, even at his age, attacking the left side of my offensive line, in particular, even Wanya, who's clearly not going to be.
Yeah, he's not.
I mean, there's no way he's 100%. But he's practicing in full. He's obviously going to start at left tackle, thank goodness, for this football team on Sunday, which is obviously a sigh of relief.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.